The Ord Dragonettes pull off the upset of the season as they take down the Upperman Lady Bees 40-37 in overtime. Joining me now is Dragonette head coach Michael Green. Coach, tell me real quick, first off, I have to ask, when the buzzer sounded, what was that feeling like?
It's unexplainable. I can't explain it. It's fantastic. It's kind of like a dream, you know. I mean, you don't know if it really happened. I mean, Upperman's so, you know, they're a fantastic team. Just a dynasty there. And, you know, but I told the girls all day, I told them last 2 or 3 days, you know, I believe in you. You can do it, but we've got to do it. All right. What I know doesn't matter, but I believe in you. And I just kept preaching that to them. We will win. We're going to play like we want to play. And we're going to pull it out. I didn't know that it would go like that. It's just amazing. Amazing. I'm so happy for the girls and the Dragonette program. I mean, this is a huge win for us.
I feel like it would be almost criminal to talk about this game and not talk about the shot that will ultimately send shockwaves into Class 2A. Take me through what you were seeing, what was going through your head when you saw Haley catch the inbound pass, get to half court, and pull up for, I think at this point, what is the shot of the year?
This is probably the shot of the century, but I could say it was all part of the plan, but it wasn't. Great players make big time shots, and that was, you're not going to make a bigger shot than that one right there. She had her eighth grade season. That was her coach. She won a game and a championship at the last second. There's not even more. Everybody needs to watch that shot, the whole sequence. It's just amazing. It's a miracle. We had some good karma on her side, you guys just see it.
You know, Coach, I feel like there's a lot to be said here about this game. When you look at the numbers, you look at the score, you look at the book, it's not the prettiest game. It's not a game that I think a lot of modern-day basketball fans would want to watch. But I feel like there's a lot to be said here about playing your game no matter who you're playing, even if it's a team like Upperman where the way they beat people is getting people sped up. I feel like your girls did a good job of that tonight, still playing their game and keeping their composure.
That was the game plan, you know. That's been the game plan every time we played them, but we hadn't done it for 4 quarters. And we didn't do it for 4 quarters tonight. We did it for 4.5. So that was even better. Wasn't always pretty. We didn't want it to be pretty. We wanted to win, and we knew what we needed to do to win, keep the game slow in our favor because we're a great defensive team usually. And, held Upperman to 11 points at the half. I don't know that they've been held to 11 and a quarter all season. But, I mean, we stacked our game plan, and, you know, it wasn't pretty. But like I said, we weren't going for pretty. We didn't let the thought of losing that game into our mind. It kind of inched in there before Haley tied it up at the end of the fourth there with that three. But we knew we were going to win it. We just thought it, and we made it happen.
You know, Coach, I think a lot of people look at this result and say, this is awesome. You're now guaranteed a sub-state game. But I feel like it's easy to forget this almost, but you guys here in a couple of days get to play for a region championship. I know that you've got to be excited about that.
We're extremely excited. I'm just so proud of these girls. They've had my back. We really needed this win, and they went and battled for me. They've hung in there with me all year. Couldn't be any prouder. But I told them after the game, you know, hey, I didn't get a trophy. You didn't get a trophy. We've still got work to do. Enjoy this one. But we've got Macon in the region championship Wednesday night. And we've played them the last 2 games and lost. And, we feel like we need to perform better. And that's what we're going to get our mindset on in the morning after we enjoy this one tonight.